The 2005 Nobel Peace Prize was announced this morning in Oslo, Norway.
The Norwegian Nobel Committee has decided that the Nobel Peace Prize for 2005 is to be shared in two equal parts between the International Atomic Energy Agency and its Director General, Mohamed El-Baradei.
Nearly 200 individuals and organizations were nominated for this year's prize. NPR's Jackie Northam is in London and followed the announcement of this year's winner. And Jackie, we've been seeing Mohamed El-Baradei in the news for years, and also the International Atomic Energy Agency, mostly as he hunted for weapons of mass destruction in Iraq before the war. Tell us more about him.
Well, El-Baradei is an Egyptian, Renee. He was born in Cairo 63 years ago. At one time, he was a lawyer and then a diplomat. And for the past 12 years, he's been with the IAEA, the co-recipient of the award. Now, when it announced the award, the Nobel Committee said that it was in recognition of efforts of the work of El-Baradei and the IAEA to stop the spread of nuclear weapons. But El-Baradei said at a press conference just shortly after that when he got the phone call with the news, the Nobel chairman told him that really it was a shot in the arm to move forward with their work. I have to say El-Baradei was obviously just delighted that he and his organization had won the award. He said he jumped up and kissed his wife and that he was just full of joy and pride. But he also said that the award basically sends a very strong message to him, which is just to keep doing what you're doing. And we can play a small bit of that news conference.
The prize would strengthen my resolve and that of my colleagues to continue to speak truth to power, to continue to speak our minds. We have no hidden agenda except to ensure that our world continue to be safe and humane.
And the Nobel Committee chairman made it clear that the award was not meant as a criticism of Washington, but the U.S. certainly has been at odds with El-Baradei in Iraq, especially.
Especially on Iraq, that's right. Initially, El-Baradei was a favorite of the United States. But in the lead-up to the Iraq invasion, El-Baradei refused to confirm allegations by the White House that Saddam Hussein had rebuilt his nuclear weapons program. And actually, on the day the U.S. invaded Iraq, El-Baradei called it the saddest day of his life. Anyway, after he refused to confirm the White House allegations, the U.S. launched a very aggressive campaign to get rid of El-Baradei. He was isolated. He didn't receive any intelligence. But it didn't work. The IAEA voted unanimously in favor of having him remain as the organization's director general. And he's there now. He's remained in that position despite U.S. efforts to try and get rid of him.
The winners will share the $1.3 million prize for the Nobel for Peace. What next for El-Baradei and the IAEA?
Well, as you say, he's got all the accolades now, support and some money in that, but they really do have a huge agenda ahead of them. There's Iran and efforts there to try and establish whether that country has a secret nuclear weapons program. There's North Korea, ongoing concerns there about their nuclear weapons. And the threat of nuclear weapons falling into the hands of terrorists, and this is one of the things that the Nobel Committee specifically mentioned when it handed out the award. So he's got a full plate, he and the IAEA.
Jackie, thanks very much. NPR's Jackie Northam speaking from London. And you can read about all of the 2005 Nobel winners at our website, npr.org.